Greetings, great beings of light. It's an honor and a wonder and a privilege to be here with each and every one of you in this moment in time, whether it's real time or whether it's because you're listening to it at a future time from where we are now. For the reality is that the place, if you will, where I exist is one that is beyond time and beyond space. So place and time become irrelevant, that when there is a connection made, that becomes the correct time and place. And while that doesn't exactly make sense from a 3D perspective, many of you will understand that. And the question for today is this. What do you wish to remember? And more importantly, more specifically, what do you wish to remember about you? Now that may seem funny because you say, I don't need to remember anything about me because it's all there in my memory banks. And it's going to be said in this moment in time that in terms of your 3D linear historical perspective in this particular lifetime, that could be interesting, but we're talking about something bigger than that. In this moment in time, what is it that you wish to remember about your true self that has been elusive to you up until now? And one could say, Ishtara, if it's elusive to me, how am I going to know what it is? Because by definition, if it's elusive and if it's elusive, I don't know what it is. But you do. What is it that you wish to remember about you that you would suddenly feel how perfect and right you are in your moment, in your life, in your incarnation, that does not require you to wait for the alignment of certain circumstances for you to then feel okay? So the focus is all on you right now. What is it that you wish to remember about you? That your love, that you are eternally loved, that all your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, no matter how they look in the world, don't need to be judged, for you are seen in that high level, higher self truth of your perfection. Do you wish to remember the profound peace that comes with unending trust, even if your mind doesn't understand what's going on in the moment? What is it that you wish to remember that is the craving and the longing of your innermost self? And what's going to be asked of right now is, as your awareness opens up to what it is that you really crave a remembrance of, you're going to be asked in this moment of time to allow that into your space. Create an energetic and awareness invitation of you to be that now. And one could say, But how, Ishtara, am I going to be peace in a field of trust when all these other things are happening around me that create a lack of peace? As you focus on and become an invitation to a greater sense of peace within your being, honoring that craving, honoring the call of your higher self and your soul to say, remember, peace is possible. All of that sensation, all of that experience happens in a field that is not dependent on what's happening around you. So it's going to be said in this moment in time that what you desire to remember about who you really are is available to you now through your expanding awareness as you open up to that possibility without waiting for everything around you to line up so that your external world is quiet enough for you to hear the subtlety of the peace and the love and the trust and the rightness of you. For the world around you says very conditionally, but you can't feel peace until these things, until these external circumstances settle down. And that brings forward the question of when one thing settles down, does that experience of peace and love and trust and ease and grace come when that one thing settles down? Oftentimes the world brings other things that create an unsettling. And so one could say, well, the world is against me. And one could also say, what if I stop waiting for all those things to be peaceful and I choose to remember it in my core now? And then from this place, one could say, I don't even know how to do it. I don't know how, I don't know what that experience is. And as you've had many years and many incarnations, and in your collective consciousness, there's all this destabilized energy that's always looking outward and not inward for the peace and the love and the transcendence that you're seeking. If you choose to be curious about what would it be like if I could feel peace in my moments, in any given moment, regardless of what was going on around me, do you understand that you asking that question through your sense of curiosity brings it even closer? If you have a specific challenge, you could say to yourself, I wonder how I can be calm and peaceful and loving and understanding and trusting, even in the midst of this right now. That question automatically brings more of it in. Because your curiosity is opening up to that possibility being true for you now, where your peace, love, and transcendence and all that you crave, all that you're being asked to remember about who you really are, is not conditional on the experiences of your life anymore. This is where freedom reigns. Freedom exists in the place where you can covet these experiences, even if the evidence around you is different. And as you open up to this possibility and feel it, you'll feel the little sparks igniting of momentary peace, momentary sense of trusting and loving yourself. And not being against yourself and being for yourself. You'll feel that, those little sparks, those little moments. And they're going to feel so good. You're going to want to do it again. Oh, here's another unstable situation outside of me. Let me see if I can do that again. And here's another one. Let me see if I can do it again. And all those little tiny sparks ignite that flame of what you're being asked to remember about who you are that is non-conditional. It's your transcendence of who you are that is not conditional on all that's happening around you. And as you connect with that more strongly, it allows your vibratory field to move into a more expanded place so that there are fewer of those destabilizing events. They don't knock you off your rocker, don't knock you off of your balance and center as much as they did before. Because we're going to ask you this question now. What if all of the things that happen in your life that seem unsettling or destabilizing or keeping you off track, what if they're all asking you to stop looking at the outside and start looking for the inside piece of it that's eternal? So when a destabilizing or upsetting or distracting event comes in and you say to yourself, instead of, ah, another thing that's keeping me off track, it could be another thing that's reminding me that that's not where my answer is. It's in here. I'm going to go back in here. And with that renewed connection to your eternal self, you then see those external circumstances through a new, more empowered place and experience. So we go back to the beginning. What are you wanting to remember about the eternal nature of who you are? That all the experiences of your life are saying, go there to remember. Go there to remember, because that's where it is. You've never lost it, shifting your focus back into who you are. And then all those series of experiences don't need to keep reminding you. They don't need to keep coming up to remind you to find that place of peace, of love, acceptance, and transcendence from within. And the world can do what it wants, because you're connected with your eternal self.